Hey guys, welcome to the Build Success 365 podcast. I am your host, Michelle Norman, and here we're going to tackle important issues for the entrepreneurial mindset, productivity hacks, and ways to improve your life. We're going to do it together, guys. We're going to build success 365. So stay tuned, get yourself a beverage, get yourself a notepad, sit back and relax because it's coming your way now. Hey guys, it's Michelle and welcome back to the Build Success 365 podcast. We are now in the first week of February, guys, so happy February. So today I want to come back with you and do a little video on building your wealth. You know, as entrepreneurs, a lot of times we are solo entrepreneurs, we are a team of one, and we're out there hustling and we're working really hard because we want to make things happen for ourselves. But here's the thing, guys, rich people don't work 14 hours a day, 80 hours a week. You know, there's a difference between a person who has diversified multiple streams of income and the person who runs a convenience store with their family. You ever notice that? There's two classes of entrepreneurs. There's the entrepreneur like myself, you work yourself and you're very dependent on your earned income. You're very dependent upon, you know, customers coming in and buying your product and shopping at your store, or you're very dependent on, you know, your clients to hire you as a social media manager or a virtual assistant or an accountant, whatever it may be. You're still in the earned income category. You might be an entrepreneur, you might make really good money, but your money is still 100% reliable on you working, on your earning potential and your earning ability. So today we're going to talk about the difference between entrepreneurs and rich people and people who are just paying their bills. We're going to call it the three types of income that each of us really need to have in order to be successful, happy, and living our best life. So Robert Kawasaki, the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I follow a podcast that he does on YouTube, and he gives out a lot of information about the stock market and about rich people, passive income, entrepreneurship. And he did a show talking about the three types of income that millionaires and billionaires have, and that is earned income, portfolio income, and passive income. And what that means is, you know, the rich people aren't working themselves 14 hours a day, 7 days a week. They work normal business hours or less, and they're off living their best life. Here's a prime example. One of my clients is literally with his family in Mexico for a week. He's scuba diving. He's at a resort. He's living his best life. I'm sitting here running his business for him. And he's in Mexico for a week and I'm working. So even though I'm an entrepreneur and I'm a freelancer and I can get up and run my day the way that I want to run it, I have a couple of clients, I don't have to go to an 8-to-5, I'm still technically stuck in that earned income category. Meanwhile, my client's in Mexico for a week. You know, and a couple of months ago, he was up in the mountains. He travels and scuba dives with sharks because he is a millionaire. So the difference between me and him is huge. It's huge. And you know why? Because he has three different types of income and I have one. I'm stuck in the earned income category. So a lot of you now, I'm sure, have heard about the stock market and the Dogecoin and the GameStop and the AMC craze. A lot of people now are realizing the potential to make money in our portfolio and having stocks and having bonds. You know, we always hear about people, oh, I'm living off my dividends, you know, from my stocks. And to, you know, the normal, you know, average, you know, middle-class American, it's like, huh? What? A stock? A dividend? What is that? we don't really pay attention to that because we're stuck in the 9 to 5, or I gotta make a certain amount of money to pay my bills, and that's all we see. And we're so busy, you know, that whole hustling, getting my dollars, that type of mindset's gonna keep you broke. It's not about the amount that you hustle. It's how you work. You need to make your money work for you. There's only so many hours in the day, hours in the week that we can work. And I don't know about you, but I don't really want to work 80 hours a week. I barely want to work 40 hours a week. I'm going to be honest. I'm at a point in my life where I want to make more and work less. I don't want to have to work so hard just to barely pay the bills. I want to enjoy my life and have money coming in, and I want to be able to go to Mexico for a week and not have to worry about my money situation. So I asked myself, why? Why is he in Mexico and I'm over here working his business for him? I'm supposed to be this entrepreneur, right? But I'm still a slave to the earned potential, the earned work. So now with the stock market and cryptocurrency going crazy, I started realizing the power of portfolio income. You know, investing in stocks, gaining money, making a profit, learning how to trade, watching your investments grow. Some people, you know, after a while, they get paid dividends for holding certain stocks. So that's how the rich get rich, is they have their earning potential, then they have a nice portfolio of stocks and bonds and dividends. You always hear about that. They have shares in companies. So how do you do that? How do you build a portfolio wealth? Well, you build that by investing in the stock market, investing in a 401k, investing in Roth IRAs, investing in your CDs, your bonds, your retirement. A lot of people, we're stuck focusing on what's in front of us, 8 feet in front of us, you know, Monday to Friday, maybe next month, maybe 2 months from now. But we don't realize that the actions that we take today affect our future. You blink and 10 years have gone by. So if you're the person who's, you know, not paying attention to your money or your credit, you're always paying your bills a couple of days late, not a big deal, but you're racking up those late charges, after a while, you realize how much money you're wasting and how the rich people would take that $50 that you're paying in a late charge and they'd put that to buy some stock. They'd put that in a money market to earn interest, but we're wasting it on DoorDash, on Starbucks, on buying designer bags so we can look like we're rich. But the rich people don't do that. The rich people know the value of a dollar. Seriously, real rich people are frugal with their money, with their time, with their investments, because they would rather take that money and invest it and grow it. And we're too busy trying to be like, oh, look at me out here counting my checks, getting my nails done, getting my hair done, driving a car I can't afford. Look at me, I'm so cool, getting my Starbucks. Meanwhile, those rich people are taking that $100 you just wasted and they put it into Bitcoin, or they put it into Ethereum, or they bought, you know, Tesla or whatever it is, right? So now that I'm older, I'm realizing how much time and money I've wasted and how I could just hit myself for not really preparing for the future. Because the future is here, guys. It's here. So I'm approaching a big birthday in April, and I'm going to be honest with you, I was not a very financially smart or sound person. You know, we always know you have to save for retirement someday. But some days now, guys, the faster and the earlier that you start saving for your future self is going to thank you. So that is what the difference between the rich and the people just paying their bills is. They understand the value of the stock market. They understand the value of dividends and retirement and mutual funds and 401 and Roth IRAs. So now I'm finally understanding that. And with the stock market and the Bitcoin going crazy, I've literally started about 6 months ago investing in stocks and in Bitcoin. And Bitcoin is going through the roof. If you're watching the news, it hit 36K today. Ethereum is at an all-time high of 1500. They are predicting Ethereum, guys, is going to go to 2500 by the end of the month and possibly 10K by the summer. So since I've started investing in cryptocurrency about 6 months ago, I'm up about $600 in profit. That is money that I did not have to work for. That is money I simply earned by having a portfolio of cryptocurrency, and that it has increased in value due to time. And that is how rich people make their second income, is their portfolio profits. And what they do is they simply trade, you know, what you do is you pay yourself along the way. So every time you get successful and make $1,000, $500, you just transfer your profits to your bank account and keep the rest in there. So now you're making money from your financial portfolio. That is the second way that the rich people make money. Their earning potential through their jobs, and their second one is through their portfolio. The third way that rich people make money is through passive income. Now, how do you make passive income? Well, there's so many ways you could do passive income. A lot of the rich people, they invest in other companies as an investor, and they get money, you know, every month from companies when they make a profit. So they're not having to work. They're just getting money coming in from, you know, simply investing in other corporations. Another way that people make passive income is through affiliate marketing, where you can do Amazon affiliate marketing, or you can market another product for a company. You don't have to own the product. You simply tell people, hey, I have this product here. They buy the product and you make a commission. And all you have to do was share that information with people. And you could do that very easily, guys. It does not require a ton of work, but it does require some work in the beginning. But once you set up your affiliate marketing, guys, it can become an evergreen machine of passive income every time your investment with a company makes money, every time someone buys your affiliate product. Another way you can make money, guys, is to sell your own products, whether it's a book on Amazon, you know, a physical product, drop shipping. Another way that people make money, guys, is in real estate. They buy real estate property, they turn into rental property, and every single month they receive those checks from the rental properties. So that's money coming in without having to work for it. That is passive income. So now you have your earned income, your portfolio income, and your passive income. Somebody did a video that I watched that broke down what it is you need to make $100,000 a year. And it was $297 a day. So if you could earn $297 a day, that would equal 100K a year. So when you do the math and you think to yourself, okay, how can I earn $297 a day to make 100K a year, right? So if you were an affiliate marketer and you sold a product that paid you $150 commission, that would be, you would have to sell two affiliate products at $150 every single day to make 100K a year. That doesn't seem that difficult if it's just two products a day, right? Or maybe, you have a job that pays you a certain amount a week, and then you sell three or four affiliate products making a couple hundred dollars a week. Maybe you have some rental property. Maybe you're making $500 a month from the stock market. If you start adding up all these different ways you can make money, making basically under $300 a day doesn't seem that difficult, does it? That's why people talk about multiple streams of income. It is a lot better and a lot faster to come up with $300 a day when you have four or five sources that can pay you every single day. They're pumping into that $300 a day. So that's why people can make $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 a year, and it seems very effortless, because they learn the value of diversifying their money into multiple streams, and they have earned income, portfolio income, and passive income. So now I'm working hard on building a portfolio and a passive income. It doesn't happen overnight. It does require a little bit of work, a little bit of research, but the great thing is, guys, there is so much free information out there. People are just constantly giving out really good information. My dad laughed at me the other day, but TikTok, they have a section called Stock Talk. I've learned about some really great stock tips through TikTok. You know, Reddit groups and Discord groups, you know, basically brought down stock market, telling people to invest in AMC and all of the retail stocks out there, GMC, AMC, BlackBerry, you know, Nokia, Naked. All of that information was shared through free resources, through Reddit, through TikTok, Discord. So if you pay attention and you just invest a little bit of time, you can learn so much about cryptocurrency, the stock market, affiliate marketing, how to invest in real estate with other people's money, how to, you know, do drop shipping, how to create a product on Amazon Kindle. There is so much information out there to teach you how to be a successful entrepreneur that honestly, if there's really no excuse. Like, and I'm telling myself that I know 100 ways to make money, but it takes a lot of effort and it takes time to set it up. But you have to ask yourself, do you want to be the person who's working as a freelancer, entrepreneur, 40 hours a week? Or do you want to be the person who's going to Mexico for a week and not having to worry about money? Because I have to be honest with you. I'm like, huh, interesting. Okay. Because the person who's one of my clients, he has diversified income. He owns real estate. He's got successful businesses. He has a portfolio. He's got multiple streams of income. And Robert Kawasaki, the guy who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he tells you, rich people have their money work for them. They don't work for the money. Most of the really rich people that you know, they don't really work. They work because maybe they enjoy it because it's their company and they see potential and they like what they're doing because it's their passion, but they're not slaving away 70 hours a week. The person who owns the convenience store, the person who owns the bar, the person who owns the dry cleaner or the restaurant, a lot of times those people, they're working themselves to death because they feel as an entrepreneur, that's what they're supposed to do. You're supposed to work hard and your whole business and your life is consumed with your company and you're passing it down to your children and you're working really hard. But those poor business owners who all they have is like their restaurant, when COVID hit, a lot of those people are broke. Hardworking people who built a business from the ground up, they're broke. They're going bankrupt. Bar owners, people who are hair, you know, hairdressers, maybe you own a salon. COVID ruined a lot of people's businesses, made them bankrupt. But if those same entrepreneurs would have had passive income and portfolio income on top of their business, they probably wouldn't be in, you know, in a worse situation as they are now. You know, COVID wiped out a lot of people. That's no fault to anybody. But what I'm saying is when you look at the difference between the person who's running the convenience store, who's working really hard, compared to the person who can go on a vacation for a week and who just works whenever he wants to work, there's a huge difference. And I'm a solo entrepreneur and I have to work to make money. It's not a luxurious life. I mean, I enjoy it. I have way more freedom than I used to have. But at the end of the day, I still have to make money. And my money is tied to my clients. So now I'm working on building my portfolio wealth along with my passive income wealth. So you need to ask yourself, do you have your three sources of income? Are you just solely dependent on your 9-to-5 job? Because with COVID, a lot of people, you know, your jobs are very shaky. Do you need to start looking into some passive income? Do you need to start investing in the stock market and learning about, you know, mutual funds and cryptocurrency? You know, or do you want to become a millionaire from GameStop? You know, a lot of people made a lot of money, let me tell you, on that GameStop and on that AMC. But that is very, very rare to make that kind of money. But do your research, guys, and start creating your three different categories and multiple streams of income so you can go off and enjoy and live your best life and be like the rich. The rich, you know, have their money work for them. So be smart with your time, with your choices, and your money. And do some research, guys. It is out there for the taking. You can really teach yourself anything if you're willing to take the time. I know that's what I'm doing this weekend. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I really appreciate you stopping by the show. I hope you found some valuable information in this. I do have some videos on my YouTube channel talking about investing in cryptocurrency for beginners. So if you are interested, go and check that out. I also will have some videos on how to start a podcast, how to do affiliate marketing, how to start an online business. I do plan to have way more resources available on my website and my YouTube channel, guys, so stay tuned for that. But I do have some videos on investing in cryptocurrency on my YouTube, so check the link below. Thank you guys so much for stopping by the channel, and please go to iTunes and leave me a positive review. It really helps the channel. Thanks, guys, and have an awesome day.